Hack the Entrepreneur is part of Rainmaker FM, the digital business podcast network. Find more great shows and education at rainmaker.fm.
Welcome to Hack the Entrepreneur, the show which reveals the fears, habits, and inner battles behind big-name entrepreneurs and those on their way to joining them. Now here is your host, John Naster.
Hey, this is Hack the Entrepreneur. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am your host, John Naster, but you can call me Johnny. My guest today is an inventor, crowdfunding specialist, and an entrepreneur. As an inventor, my guest got his start early when he invented the Arctic Stick. Inventing a smart product is one thing, but my guest also used his marketing skills to grab himself national media attention and complete a successful Kickstarter campaign. Since then, he has helped countless other brands and businesses launch crowdfunding campaigns of all sizes and shapes and in many different markets. He is also an author and is in the process of writing a book that is tentatively titled, They Told Me I Couldn't, Shouldn't, and Wouldn't. Now, let's hack. Brandon Adams. Today's episode of Hack the Entrepreneur is brought to you by 1000 Maniacs. Do you want to get your first 1000 email subscribers? Find out exactly what they want and create and launch a product to them? Then I want to teach you exactly how to do this. Join 1000 Maniacs. If you are tired of experts telling you to build a list, develop a product, but never telling you how to do that? Yeah, me too. Well, 1000 Maniacs is your how-to against a sea of vague strategies. This step-by-step course will walk you through exactly how I went from zero to 1000 email subscribers, and I'll show you how to build your first product and sell it to them. 1000 Maniacs will only be open for a very short period of time at the end of March. So get on the pre-launch list now. Go to 1000maniacs.com, get your full checklist that walks you through every single step from getting your very first maniac to 1000, finding out what it is they want, building them a product, and launching it to them. Go to 1000maniacs.com. We are back with another episode of Hack the Entrepreneur, and today we have a very, very special guest. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, buddy.
Absolutely, my pleasure, man. Let's jump straight into it, Brandon. As an entrepreneur, Brandon, can you tell me what is the one thing that you do that you feel has been the biggest contributor to your successes so far?
Whew, the one thing that I do, I guess just, I'll tell you one thing is fitness and keeping my health good because it really helps my mind work better and keeping a positive focus on where my end goal is and really surrounding myself with the right people to help me take myself to the next level. It's all about who you know, and you are the average of the five people you hang out with.
Yeah. So how, so fitness and health, that seems like something that I think we all know and we all push. Do you ever have trouble like keeping up with it? Or is that just me?
You know, they say the rhythm. I woke up at 5:15 this morning to work out. If you get in a habit of things, and they say after 21 days, you're in the habit of it, which is getting to that 21 days. But that really helps just keep me mentally strong and more creative in my work. Honestly, I don't know if I could live without it. But then just keeping me focused too, because focus is the number one thing for any entrepreneur. Because we have so many things going through our head. We got to stay focused on the end goal and specifically one goal.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And this idea of like you are the sum of the five people around you. We've all heard this and we all know this, but I'd be interested to get your perspective because you are from, I think you said Des Moines.
Yeah, Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah, I'm from like small town Canada, right? So, and yet I still focus on doing this and I know how I do it, but I know there's lots of listeners that when they hear people say that, they're like, oh, you probably live in Silicon Valley and every coffee shop is surrounded by brilliant entrepreneurs.
No.
It's like, well, no, we're not all like that, right? So how do you surround yourself with people that are better, smarter, quicker, faster than you so it brings you up a level?
Well, I'll tell you, a small town. I actually grew up, John, in a town of 750 people in Northeast Iowa, and I still have a house there and a company. And I travel back and forth, but I wasn't always in Des Moines. And before I came to Des Moines, what I did is I traveled a lot to go meet very successful people and networking, going to events. But I guess my advice would be is I don't care where you live, where you're from. There's no excuse. Find somebody that's already achieved what you want to achieve in life and follow them, offer value to them, and send them an email and talk with them and say, hey, can you be my mentor? And that's how you find people that are better than you and how you surround yourself with like-minded individuals. And when you're around them, I mean, all like-minded people attract together. So like all entrepreneurs end up in an event, motivated people, eventually you're going to find them out there because you have the same vision. You have the same goals. So find the people you want to surround yourself with and find the people that you look up to and just become friends with them.
Yeah. In Des Moines, isn't Russell Brunson from Des Moines, Iowa?
Is he an actor? I don't know.
Russell Brunson. No, he's like a really, really smart internet marketer. He's been around for almost 10 years. And
I admit, if I saw his face, I probably would know him. It's a big, obviously Ashton Kutcher is from Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. We're not talking actors. We're talking business people here.
But a business, Ben Milne of Dwalla, which is a very well-known company. And it started in Des Moines.
Oh, nice.
Which that was here from Ben Milne. But then Ashton Kutcher actually invested in that as well. But Des Moines got a lot of startup. I got to tell you, John, I've traveled over the country. I've been to Silicon Valley. I've been East, West Coast, you name it. And I even been to LA 4 times this year. Des Moines got one of the best ecosystems for startups and entrepreneurs I've ever seen. Yeah. And it is becoming the new Silicon Valley.
Probably because, yeah, the cost is probably better.
The cost of living, the people that are here. I mean, you wouldn't believe, and there's some money here too as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you get connected with the right group, which I have. I mean, you can really connect to anyone.
Yeah, I love that because I was hoping you were going to get to that because it's true. Like sometimes we think that, well, our hometown or the place where we live, this small place, isn't going to be full of entrepreneurs or things going on. It's like, if you dig deep enough, yes, every economy is based on people creating businesses.
Exactly.
You just have to look. And sometimes it takes a bit of work, but you got to
look. And not make excuses. That I live here. I can't find anybody. You just got to find them. They ain't going to find you. You need to go out and find them. And then once you have enough success, then they'll start finding you. I'm starting to see that now where they come out and find me. Before, it took 18 months of me just going left and right to every networking event, offering value, doing things for free. And then you'll find that snowball effect where, okay, I don't have to do that anymore. I have people calling me every single day. So you can get there, but it does take time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. So we need to go back if we can. So you graduated in just 4 years ago, 2012. So I don't know if this goes before that or after, but there seems to be this time in every entrepreneur's life when they realize one of two things, Brandon. Either they have this calling to make this huge difference in the world, or they find that they simply cannot work for somebody else anymore. Can you tell me which side of the fence you see yourself on and when you sort of discovered this about yourself?
Yeah. So, I mean, I was always an entrepreneur. I was born an entrepreneur. I was just grew up in the atmosphere. My dad was an entrepreneur, owned a business. But it really was when I was a junior in college, I had got introduced to a book. It's called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And I read that book in college. And at this time, I was kind of like partying, didn't really know what I was doing. I mean, I knew I wanted to become successful and stuff. But that made me think on a whole new level. That made me realize that it doesn't matter where you come from. You can become the next Andrew Carnegie. You can become the next Henry Ford. I mean, you can do anything. So then I had realized, I made the commitment to myself that I was going to spend the rest of my life doing something great where I would make a change in the world. And moving forward, getting out of college, I wasn't quite sure what it was going to be yet, but I knew it was going to be something. And then up until about, say, 2 years ago, I really found out what I wanted to do and to commit my life to, which is a great feeling. So that's when I kind of on the borderline. I tell you, I guess the book Think and Grow Rich made me realize that I was going to do big things in life. And then after throwing enough darts, I eventually hit a bullseye and realized what I wanted to do to spend the rest of my life doing.
Yeah, that is a book that everybody, I think, even if you don't want to be an entrepreneur, that's like a book everyone needs to read. And it's weird. I'm thinking back now, like the first 10 episodes of my show, a book was mentioned every single show by my guest. And now I haven't heard it in so long.
Quick little cool note about that book. My mentor, speaking about people you surround yourself with, my mentor and good friend now, who's actually going to be speaking at my event that I have going on in April, his name is Cactus Jack Barringer, and he is quoted on the back of that book.
Wow.
You can see he's quoted there. And I mean, one of my goals is I want to be quoted on the back of that book in my lifetime. So
nice. Cactus Jack Barringer?
Cactus Jack Beringer. He's a famous inventor entrepreneur. He's made a deal on Shark Tank, and he's sold like over $10 million in infomercials. But of his time, he was like the sales pitchman of the world. I mean, he's even seen the cleaner guy, the Danny May, or I don't whatever.
Yeah.
He's been on set with all them people and good friends with Kevin Harrington. And but anyway, so he lived off that book, and that's why he got in the back of it. But he led me to that book, and it just changed my life.
Wow, I love it. I love it. Cactus Jack Beringer. I'm gonna find some links to him for everyone to check him out too.
Yeah, cool guy.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, so your one thing is the fitness and health, and then knowing to surround yourself with the five people that make you the sum. So every expert now, Brandon, talks the 80-20 rule, right? Do 20% of the work, get 80% of the results. You're supposed to do what you're good at, and then you're supposed to delegate all the rest.
Yeah.
So Brandon, within your business, can you tell me something that you are absolutely not good at?
Logistics. I've built up a team, and I used to be the guy that tried to do everything, and I burned out. I realized what I'm really good at is I'm really good at speaking, public appearances, public speaking, being the face. I mean, I could go on TV tomorrow in front of a million people. I've been on TV all over the country, but like that stuff doesn't bother me. I can be in the spotlight and take the good and the bad with it. But when it comes to the logistical end on the back end for doing the website stuff, doing the software development, or just things like that, I don't like to do. And I've done it starting out, but now I have a team that does all them areas that I don't like to do. And I guess marketing, I'm really good at marketing because I can consistently put myself out there through podcasts, blogs, TV, you name it.
So with the logistics, would you say that you, when you got into business and in the last years, did it take you too long to realize or admit to yourself that you weren't good at the logistics, or is this something you kind of just knew?
I kind of just knew, I guess. I mean, even in college, I not going to lie. I mean, I either had a girl do my homework for me or cheated my way through college just to get stuff done and did extra credit to even pass my classes. I was never really that book smart, but I knew how to get stuff done and I knew how to influence people and do it for me.
That's pretty awesome. you can say that now that you're graduating.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. I mean, and I go and speak at the college. They asked me to come back and keynote speech and speak. I can't always speak of that because I don't think the professors would bring me back, but I speak of my success of how it all started at Iowa State University.
Nice. I love it. All right, so let's talk projects, Brandon. Projects can be like very loose, right? So anything new that you decide you want to put your time, energy, resources into, as you said, as you put yourself out there, you start to get sort of bombarded with people coming to you with ideas, your inbox when you meet people.
Huh.
I want to know right now, Brandon, how do you decide personally when a project is worth your time, energy, and resources?
Is it worth my time? Well, just seeing on their end, how much commitment they're going to put in. I mean, it's simple things. Like, I'll tell you right now, I was supposed to have a meeting right before the show, and they stood me up. So I know that I'm not going to be working with them. It's a matter of how much commitment they can put on their end. And then what I look for in people is their passion and their drive. I mean, one of my main clients right now, John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneur on Fire. I mean, that's obviously a very successful and different story in person, but I've seen a lot of people, but he is very committed and yes. Wow. Tell me, I mean, working with him, I've learned so much to commit on a specific goal. And with his book, The Freedom Journal, we did in 33 hours, we raised 100 grand on Kickstarter. And now we're going to be getting close to 300,000 here. So committed people like that, I love to work with, and they don't just expect you to do it all. They're going to work with you and add value as well. And you can supplement each other. And the synergy is, I mean, the possibilities are endless, as I mean, the success of that campaign shows. So I look for the passion. What passion do they have and why are they doing it? What is their whole purpose of doing it? It can't just be for the money. And all the successful people I've ever interviewed or anything else, it's about the fact of how passionate they are about it and their end vision with how it's going to make a difference on others.
Yeah, and that's cool. So And then personally, though, so that's like if a partner came up and said, I want to partner with you on this. And obviously, John Lee Dumas, the guy is like on fire, as he says.
He's on fire.
He's awesome. And he was on the show last week, I believe. And yeah, it's excellent. The Freedom Journal is amazing. But how do you like, so say you were like at the gym this morning and all of a sudden you're just like, boom, there's the idea. This is something. But it's like, how do you decide whether it's just like that shiny object and you're going to get distracted? Or is this something that Brandon should just run with?
Well, I've learned after chasing a lot of shiny objects to just limit myself on what I want. And I guess right now is I figure out, and the biggest thing people in the audience need to look on their own end is, what do you enjoy to do the most? What are you passionate about? And most of all, can you see yourself doing that for the next at least 3 to 5 years? And what are you good at? So for me, I mean, growing up in a background in a business, but then I invented a product in college and took it to market. And while developing that product, I thought that I was going to just take this product and it was going to turn into a company of 500 people and we're going to make millions. But what I really found out through the process, I love to help people. And more importantly, I found out that I love to help people raise money for their ideas. So after seeing what I really like to do and put my talents together, I realized that for one, I want to influence people. So I got that down. And two, I wanted to help them with their business and raise money. So I took two main outlets, and this is where I focus all my energy. And I mean, nobody can really even try to get me to do anything else right now because this is where my energy is going. My crowdfunding company called Keys of the Crowd. So I help, my goal is to be the top crowdfunding expert in the world in the next 1 to 2 years. And we help people raise money and that helps them in their business. And then secondly, like I said, I like to help inspire people. I'm one of the co-founders of an event called Young Entrepreneur Convention, which is in Des Moines, Iowa. And what we do is we're having speakers, pitch competition. It's really supporting entrepreneurship and we'll have people from all over the country attend this. So them two areas I want to take on a large global scale. And that's where I'll spend all my energy. And I realize, I guess, 80-20 rule, that's where it's all going right now.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So the influence and the helping others raise money for their ideas. So is it Keys of the Crowd, you said?
Keys to the Crowd. So keystothecrowd.com. Yeah. And I also, we're talking about books, John, which I'll have to check your book out, by the way. It's Keys to the Crowd, Unlocking the Power of Crowdfunding. You can find it on Amazon, which gives you everything you need to know about crowdfunding. But I mean, we have courses and then we help people like John Lee Dumas or any other product to launch their idea. It's more than just helping them raise money. It's actually helping them get national media attention, launching their product or business, and also building up a whole tribe. I mean, new customers. There's so many positive things that come out of crowdfunding.
Yeah, no, there is. And I get asked so many times about crowdfunding and I have no idea. So that's an awesome resource.
I get like 10 calls a day on it.
You are. Yeah. I mean, and I guess it kind of proves it because what you funded the Freedom Journal in like less than 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
On a 30-day campaign.
Yeah, I think it was it was 2 hours and 36 minutes.
I guess that's okay.
We launched it at 3 a.m. Pacific and John and I woke up at the same time to press the button. And within 2 hours and 36 minutes, it was already funded.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, so the Freedom Journal, this is a project you just chose, and this is obviously a huge, huge success, right?
Yeah.
But this doesn't always happen. So as entrepreneurs, as humans, one of our greatest struggles is that fear of being wrong and making a mistake and failing, especially in front of others or in front of our team. Brandon, can you like tell me how to be wrong in business?
Yeah, just make a lot of decisions without even thinking. No, to be wrong in business, I mean, you got to make mistakes. Otherwise, you're not really making any real decisions. And, you know, I always say failure is only a stepping stone towards your success. And I've made a lot of failures, a lot of mistakes, but I learn from them and make a pivot. And then I know not to do them next time. And it prepares you for becoming on a larger scale. I mean, you need to fail. You need to be able to see what it's like to be in that position. And yeah, I mean, if you're an entrepreneur and if you're going to be successful, you're going to have to know that you're going to have to make a lot of mistakes. And there's going to be times it's going to be really tough. But over time, and I'm seeing this now, I mean, in the last 18 months, I have it blows my mind where I have gone. It's taken a lot longer than I expected, but it always does. But I've found out that you're going to have a lot of failures. You'll have success along the way. And you build up for, like me now, the huge success with John Lee Dumas's campaign, and then the more things that come at me. So success breeds success. Failure's needed for your success.
Yeah, it is. And it's hard to tell people that because nobody, I mean, everyone's heard it so many times, but still no one wants to go through it, right?
But I mean, yeah, but then again, you know, me, I've had I've had big failures, and it, you know, you learn a lot about yourself as a human being, and you realize that, hey, it's part of the journey. Now, when something goes wrong, I'm like, okay, I mean, it's a part of the journey. There's nothing I can do about it. I just got to embrace it and move forward.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So I want to wrap up on this question. I'm calling it the entrepreneurial gap, and this kind of, you moved right into it really well. Because you're sitting on top of a huge, huge success right now with the Freedom Journal, and you haven't even been at this game a long time.
No.
So as entrepreneurs, though, right, as dreamers, we're always like projecting our success further into the future, right? When you stand on that stage, when you hit this revenue number, when you do this in 6 months, that's when you'll be successful. Yet, of course, right before you get there, you set loftier goals. Like you're sitting on the Freedom Journal right now, and you're probably thinking of the next five bigger things you can do off of this, right? And it's what we have to do. I totally agree. Yet sometimes we end up living in this gap where we never hit that success, right? Because we're always projecting it further into the future. So Brandon, on your journey that you've been so far as an entrepreneur, I would love to know if you could stop right now and turn around and look at just everything you've done, the highs, the lows, the wins, the losses, until today. And tell me how you feel about everything up till now.
I wouldn't make any change. I feel great. I literally spent all of 2015 working on my New Year's resolution of becoming the best in the industry. I studied the market. I did so many things for free. And I mean, lost a lot of things along the way. And I just got to say, it's been a ride. And not everything went as planned. But again, I see that almost as a good thing, because everything happens for a reason. And I'm putting in the hard work, and then timing is a lot of things. I mean, with John and I, timing was perfect, and putting all that hard work in for months prior to launch, and then what it becomes to. And that's where everybody's like, oh, you got lucky or success overnight. But dude, that was like a year and a half to make success overnight. So yeah. Just keep going with it. I wouldn't really change much. You work hard. I could say if you work hard on something and you focus on your end goal and just keep working and never give up, you will eventually find success.
It's inevitable. Yeah.
It's inevitable. It just is. And I've seen that. I mean, I've seen as hard as I work. And see, the problem is most people aren't willing to commit more than a few weeks or a few months. But when you can commit years, that's how people become hugely successful. I mean, where I'm at now, it's exciting and it blows my mind where I know where I'm going to be in a year from now.
Yeah.
So just keep going with it and don't give up.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, this has been a lot of fun, Brandon. We've talked about your businesses in passing, but let's specifically make sure the listener knows where to find your business and where to find you.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to see some cool videos and my podcast and all the random things I do, you can go to my website, brandontadams.com. If you want help with crowdfunding, keystothecrowd.com. We have courses, everything there for you. Like, I guess they've called me the king of crowdfunding on TV before. But and then lastly, if you want a cool entrepreneur event, if you want to meet some awesome people and even meet John Lee Dumas himself, I'm putting on an event in Des Moines, Iowa, April 22nd and 23rd. And you can find everything about that. And I'd love to see you there, John. It's called youngentrepreneurconvention.com. And I really see that new movement to inspire entrepreneurs all across the world.
Awesome, man. So youngentrepreneurconvention.com.
Yep.
BrandonTAdams.com, Keys to the Crowd. I'll find links to Cactus Jack Beringer, The Freedom Journal, Think and Grow Rich, and possibly Russell Brunson if he lives in Des Moines as well.
I need to look him up, Russell Brunson. And I would say is definitely check out Cactus Jack. That guy is a character, and you will never forget him. And that's one of my main mentors, a great guy, but check that out.
I would hope he's a character with a name like Cactus Jack.
He wears a cow. Why he did that is because he wanted to be known as a cowboy. He wore a hat, a cowboy hat, grew his hair out, and wore a cowboy suit, but people never forgot him.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I will still link to that and find him. So go to the show notes, everybody. It's going to be easy to find. And Brandon, thank you again so much for taking the time to join me today. And please keep doing what you're doing, man, because it is awesome and inspiring to watch.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it, buddy.
Well, that was a lot of fun. I thank you again, Brandon, for joining me. And I thank you again for joining me out there as well and listening. That conversation took place back in January of 2016, so of this year. And Brandon was actually in the middle of the launch with John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire for the Freedom Journal of John's. And they did a crowdfunding Kickstarter, which I believe they did over $300,000 in. And Brandon was the guy who was heading up the crowdfunding portion of it. And it was great that he joined me during this. I think it was like a couple days to go in it when he finally joined me on this conversation, and couldn't get it out sooner, but it was really cool to see him really knock it out of the park with the Freedom Journal, and to take the time to talk to me and to sort of share what it was he's up to, where it is he's going. And sort of, I love the take from inventor to crowdfunding something to sort of playing with it almost to see where it could go in other markets and with other people, and then starting his own business completely with Keys to the Crowd. And it was really, really cool. So doing this, and because it was a couple months ago, the conversation, it was interesting to go back through and to listen to the conversation again and to try and pick out something that Brandon said that really made an impact on me. So I went back through and there was 5 things. When I went back through again, I got down to 3. And then I went back again, I got down to 2. Then the final time that I listened to it, there was this one thing that Brandon said. This one thing that was so key to everything else. Did you get it? Did you hear it? Let's do it. Let's find the hack.
After seeing what I really like to do and put my talents together, I realized that for one, I want to influence people. So I got that down. And 2, I wanted to help them with their business and raise money. So I took 2 main outlets, and this is where I focus all my energy. And I mean, nobody can really even try to get me to do anything else right now, because this is where my energy is going.
And that's the hack. Brandon, Brandon, Brandon. I love this. This is awesome. This is really crucial because we often like to look at other people and wish we could find our calling, if you will, or what it is we're supposed to do, or what it is, what we really want to do, or what our one thing is. All, it doesn't really matter. And this might even change for Brandon in a couple of years. That's irrelevant. But I love the simplicity of how he does this. He took this, like, helping other people and helping and consulting and working with businesses to grow and to find customers. And then he took his success and love of crowdfunding, how he did it himself, and then helped other people do it. And he just meshed the two. So Brian, I love this take of it. Brian Clark from Copyblogger Media says his idea or description of creativity is literally the taking two disparate sort of separate ideas and just combining them in a unique way. And that's all it really is. So when you think of it this way, when you think of yourself, your calling, if you will, if that's what you want to call it and play with, it's take two different aspects of your life. If you have things that aren't like they're hobbies or their passions or things you're into even, but you wouldn't call them your calling, think of them right now separately in your head. Maybe you have 2 of them. Maybe you have 3 of them. Maybe you have 5 different things that you like to do. Maybe you could combine 2 of those things into something really powerful, something really truly that you could turn into your calling and the thing that you focus on. That's how these things work, right? This is how, it's the simplest sense of it is this is how creativity works. It's just taking those two separate ideas and combining them in a unique way and meaningful way. So think of that as in your hobbies that aren't huge things, and try and put them together like Brandon did, because this is really, really powerful. And don't ignore it, and don't think that it's too simple. Literally stop this after we're done here and just try and think of 2 things in your head that you are into and think of a unique way you could position those into something bigger. It's there. Trust me. It's there. Just look for it. Just look for it. All right, Brandon. Thank you so much again for joining me. I really, really, truly, truly do appreciate it. And you out there, thank you so much for joining me while you walk, work out, drive. Walk your dog, maybe? Work? I'm not sure what you're doing right now. You could, if you wanted, drop me an email, john@hacktheentrepreneur, and I'll take a picture on your phone. If you're listening on phone, take a picture. If you're listening on your desktop computer, take a picture with that camera attached to it. Send me a picture of, it doesn't have to be yourself if you don't want, but wherever you are, I'd love to see where it is you're listening. And it'll help me sort of say all, like, when you're listening here. Right now, I'm just guessing. All right. This has been a lot of fun. HacktheEntrepreneur.com is the website. Make sure you stop by and check out Brandon's show notes. I will provide links to his businesses, to the Freedom Journal, because we talked about that, to Think and Grow Rich. And also, I'm going to dig up some links on that inventor, Cactus Jack Beringer, that Adam was had that had such a big impact on Adam, on Brandon's life early on. So I will link to that for you once you get to HacktheEntrepreneur.com. All right, it's been fun. I thank you so very much. I truly appreciate you stopping by. And please, until next time, keep hacking the entrepreneur.